So now I'm going to hand you over to some of the guys from the IWA. Sorry. Oh, I was just listening to a little bit of the program before I come on air, and I really got some laugh out of this. So this week, the guys are talking a little bit about it's 2020 when. So this is their interpretation of what they think of 2020. I gotta say, it's really, really funny to listen to, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much, David Barry, and everybody who contributed to today's program. Thank you so much.
Hi to all the listeners of the Jukebox, and thanks again to Andy for having us on. This is David Barry with the Irish Wheelchair Association in Clontarf. I coordinate youth services for the Irish Wheelchair Association in Dublin, and my colleague Rachel was on actually last week explaining what we're getting up to of late. We're usually busy every night of the week, really, in some area of Dublin. That could be either running a youth club, disco, or a social night out. These times are obviously so different, and delivery of service has changed significantly. We're trying to keep our youth members engaged with Zoom calls every couple of days. We're sending out activity packs, and we're making podcasts, one which we'll actually have a listen to in a few minutes. We're hoping to expand our service in the coming weeks with the lifting of the restrictions and possibly supporting our young members to engage more in the local communities. This could be getting some exercise in the local park, to supporting one young member maybe to visit one of their friends and have a socially distant pizza in their front garden. We'll see how that works out. We have some birthdays this month in the youth service, and I'd like to say a big happy birthday to Gary Byrne, to Chris Cassoni, and to Nathan Maguire. We do have females in our youth service, but strangely enough, no birthdays in May. I'd like to say a big hello to some of our tenants in Clontarf. We have five tenants living in our Leo Close apartments in Clontarf, and they've been effectively cocooning as a group for going on 10 weeks now. The campus would generally be a very busy place, so it's all a bit surreal for them. We're trying to support them with some socially distant bingo and an outdoor movie night last week, but really it's getting tough after this length of time cocooning for them. We have personal assistants supporting them on a daily basis, which may be shopping and other tasks that they might need assistance with. So just a big hello to them all, and keep going. You're doing fantastic, guys. I'd also like to say a big hello to all of our invaluable volunteers who support the IWA in Clontarf. We have numerous volunteers supporting our services on a weekly basis, and it's a huge resource and a benefit to the association. Your host on the Jukebox, Andy, is indeed one of our volunteers. He's been with the youth service for over 10 years and is truly a vital cog in all we do. So, Andy, I really hope yourself and your family are keeping okay. I'd really like just to send out a good wish to all of our volunteers and their families and their loved ones, and hopefully it won't be too long before we see you in the Irish Wheelchair Association again. Next to September 2019, back maybe 6 8 months ago, our Rehabilitation Training Unit, our RTU, and our youth services joined forces to run our first ever run and roll event in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. This was a 2.5k and a 5k event for runners, walkers, and wheelchair users of all abilities. We had an amazing turnout on the day with over 200 people turning up on a beautiful Sunday morning. We managed to fundraise almost €10,000, which we were delighted with, and which actually supported our local services over the last 6 months. In light of the current world we're living in and all the associated issues, we've turned this year's event, 2020 event, into a virtual run and roll. The IWA celebrates its 60th birthday this year, so we really didn't want to cancel the event as we had such good feedback from last year. The virtual event basically means that we're asking people to sign up and do a 2 kilometer, 5 kilometer, or 10 kilometer in their own local area, in their own time. That could be on their own or with a close family member. Then you can send us in your time if you like, and maybe a picture of you completing it, and we'll send you out a lovely new bespoke medal. Hopefully it might sound like something you'd be interested in, and we'll give you a bit of a challenge for the coming weeks. You can sign up for the event at popupraces.ie. That's popupraces.ie. Simply search for Run and Roll or Irish Wheelchair Association and you should be able to find it. Otherwise, you can email us at runandroll@iwa.ie or runn2nsroll@iwa.ie, or you can call me at 087-050-6946 for further info. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, after I finish, we have a couple of messages from our Sunnis group in Clontarf. We'd like to say hello. We'll then leave you with our latest podcast, You Know It's 2020 When. So basically, we asked our youth members to finish that sentence, and we got some very unique and funny responses in, so I really hope that'll give you a bit of a laugh and put a smile on your face today. Again, a huge thanks to Andy for having us on the Jukebox, and we hope to be on with him weekly, if not every second week, updating you on what we're doing around the area to support our members each and every day. Thanks, and take care, everybody.
Hi to everybody. God, gonna miss you all now. Loads of kids and olds all now. Pick us all up later on. Thanks a lot. Great.
Hello everybody, this is Rose Wall. I just want to say I miss everybody, all the members in the IWA in Clontarf, and I hope that you're all keeping well and keep safe and mind yourself, and hope to see you all soon. Until then, take care.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of IWA Teen Talks. We recently asked our friends and families to tell us what's so different about 2020 and how life has changed. A special thanks to our IWA friends and Calvin who contributed to this podcast. Enjoy the listen. And if you have the time, please scroll down and listen to some of our other old podcasts as they're getting even better with time. We wish everybody a healthy, safe and happy May ahead. Take care, everybody.
You know, it's 2020, man. The only way you can see our granny is on Zoom. That's if she can work it. You know it's 2020 when you miss giving your friend a simple hug. You know it's 2020 when you wake up thinking it's all a mad dream, but then you realise it's not.
You know it's 2020 when there's a lovely day outside and you can't leave the house.
I know it's 2020 when my pets leave the house more than I do.
You know it's 2020 when we're still waiting on Liverpool to win the league.
You know it's 2020 when you see more people out walking than you see cars on the road.
You know it's 2020 when you run out of things to watch on Netflix. You know it's 2020 when the only date you go on is with your mirror. You know it's 2020 when your grandma has to get the razor out and be a barber.
You know it's 2020 when you're no far in the shop. You know it's 2020 when you
2020 when you wake up and it takes you a few minutes to figure out what day it is.
You know it's 2020 when 2020 vision didn't quite work out. You know it's 2020 when your hands are going to fall off, you're washing them so much. You know it's 2020 when there's not a car on the road on a Monday morning and you think you've come to work on a Sunday by mistake. You know it's 2020 when all your friends and neighbours are looking out for each other.
You know it's 2020 when you spend more time in your pyjamas than your clothes.
You know it's 2020 when you get up, you go for the shower and you say it's time to get back into bed.
You know it's 2020 when your mum has gone mad baking bread till all hours of the morning. You know it's 2020 when the guard has stopped you and sure all you're doing is buying more tea at the toilet roll, if there's any left. You know it's 2020 when every penny you're spending is in your local supermarket. You know it's 2020 when you haven't put diesel in your car in 6 weeks. You know it's 2020 when Lidl and Aldi have to stop selling specials due to a fear of a rampage and social chaos. You know it's 2020 when all your shows, holidays and flights have been cancelled and you're being offered vouchers. You know it's 2020 when Dave's hair still isn't growing. You know it's 2020 when our heroes are no longer Batman and Wonder Woman, but our nurses, PAs and delivery staff. You know it's 2020 when we went back to basics and made the most of games at home and simple fun.
You know it's 2020 when you're sick of hearing the news and just want to hear a Spice Girls song. If you want to be my lover, you got a social distance, please. You know it's 2020 when you cleaned every drawer and press in your house twice. You know it's 2020 when you coughed once on the bus and people start to get off. You know it's 2020 when you're on your 47th cup of tea by 11:30. And you know it's 2020 when you hear the terms social distancing, cocooning and pandemic every single day.
You know it's 2020 when you're watching the news. You know it's 2020 when you have to pick a time to do your shopping. You know it's 2020 when you're video chatting your nanny. You know it's 2020 when someone is saying, have you got any luo?
You know it's 2020 when your wheelie bin goes out more than you do. You know it's 2020 when every single horoscope reads, you'll be spending more time in your house. You know it's 2020 when you're starting to love to draw again and do some art. You know it's 2020 when you're doing a 5 kilometer to couch. You know it's 2020 when your dog starts to hide its own lead.
Right, the $1 million question. How in the name of God do you follow that? It was absolutely fantastic. I want to say a big, big thank you to David Barry and the gang for their contribution to today's programme. I also want to say a few hellos. Two are to two very, very special ladies who I've had the pleasure of working with, and we get on so, so well, and I miss working with them. So I want to say a big, big hello to Leslie and Marina, and I want to say bravo, girls. You were absolutely fantastic. I seen a video recently of them doing There's Nothing Holding Me Back. There was one thing though. Who was in the middle of that? It was Mr. David Barry with his questionable dance moves. But we will leave that out for for another day. But I want to say, you know, a big, big thank you to them for everything they've been doing and everything they have done in previous years. And you know what, guys? You never ever forget how to do that dance. I'm sitting there and I'm still doing that kind of dance too. There's nothing holding me back. So thanks so much. You've really, really cheered me up today by listening to those podcasts. Like, you know, it's 2020 when, I mean, I don't even know what to say for that one, because there's so many things, that you could say, but I'm going to be talking a little bit about that maybe another day. But I want to say thanks so much for their contribution. And as Dave said, you know, I have been in IWA for 10 years and it doesn't feel like it, but we often enjoy it so much that we forget how long we're there. Also, we are hoping to keep this line of communication with Near FM and IWA open, and it will be open for as long as IWA would like to continue, because after all, I never have laughed so much in the space of 3 minutes. And it was well worth a listen. So thank you so much. You've brightened up my day.